വെൽക്കം ടു ഒറീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഇന്റർനെറ്റ് റേഡിയോ പ്രജ്ഞാവാണി.
ഡിയർ ലേണേഴ്സ്, വെൽക്കം ടു ഒറീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി. ഐ എം സുജീത് കുമാർ മൊഹന്തി, എൻ അസിസ്റ്റന്റ് പ്രൊഫസർ ഇൻ ദ ഡിപ്പാർട്ട്മെന്റ് ഓഫ് ജേർണലിസം ആൻഡ് മാസ് കമ്മ്യൂണിക്കേഷൻ അറ്റ് സെൻട്രൽ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഓഫ് ഒറീസ. ഇൻ ടുഡേസ് ലെക്ചർ വിൽ ബി ലുക്കിംഗ് ആറ്റ് ദി കോൺസെപ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് പെയ്ഡ് ന്യൂസ്. Before going into the details of paid news, let us first try to understand the importance of news. Every morning when you receive the newspaper at your doorstep and when you flip through those pages, you do so because you believe that the content in that newspaper is supposed to be true, factually correct, and unbiased. In a democracy, media is considered as the fourth pillar. It not only acts as a repository of public trust, but it plays a significant role in shaping the human mind. All forms of programs and articles have their significance in doing so, particularly news, which aims at providing correct and timely information to the people. It also helps us to formulate opinions on matters of importance. A simple example: if the prices of petrol increase tomorrow, it is definitely going to be an important thing for all of us to consider, because based on it, many things might increase. It might upset our monthly budget. If the price of LPG is increasing, then the housewife will be under tremendous pressure to manage her household budget for that particular month. So it is important that a critical analysis and evaluation and updation of the events happening in and around our lives get reported in the most unbiased and most simple manner for the common man to understand. News, according to the Press Council of India, is meant to be factual, neutral, fair, and objective, whereas information and opinion from advertisements are paid for by corporate entities. Government organizations or individuals also pay for their promotion. But when we are talking about promotion, it is not exactly news. Rather, it is advertisements. However, of late, we are witnessing a trend where paid information as news content has spread at a remarkable pace in some sections of the media. There has been a number of media reports which state that sections of the electronic and print media have received monetary considerations for publication or broadcasting in favor of particular individuals or organizations or corporate entities, which in turn is nothing but advertisements disguised as news. And this is being commonly referred to as the paid news syndrome. The trend of presenting the advertising content that is paid for as news is a serious and damaging fraud on the innocent audiences, readers, viewers, and public who have imposed and reposed their faith on the news media organizations. It not only threatens or undermines the democratic process, but also reflects the financial, stock, real estate market, and health and industry reality. It can have a significant impact on our day-to-day lives, because we as readers and audience are being fed something which has a certain political, economic interest. Instead of giving us the genuine information, we are made to believe that a certain information is news, whereas in reality, it is nothing but an advertisement. Paid news is not a recent phenomenon. In fact, the phenomenon is old, complex, and deep-rooted in the system. Regarding genesis of paid news, quoting the Memorandum of Andhra Pradesh Union of Working Journalists, the Press Council of India, in its subcommittee report on paid news during General Election 2009, had stated that the syndrome during the general elections of 2004, small and local newspapers in towns and district headquarters in some parts of Andhra Pradesh and Gujarat started this practice in an organized way, which means that newspapers in Andhra Pradesh and Gujarat started to deceive the people by giving them advertisements in the form of news. There are various forms, facets, and manifestations of paid news. Paid news has acquired different forms over the last six decades, from accepting gifts on various occasions like foreign and domestic sponsor travels, besides benefits and payment of money. In addition, few stakeholders have cited examples of award ceremonies being sponsored by some media houses, wherein industrialists, professionals, personalities who are the sponsors or regular advertisers for their media houses are awarded. So in short, it is basically you scratch my back and I scratch your back phenomenon. I pay you to do something, and in return, you give me a favor by doing something for me. This has become a regular news phenomenon. So it is extremely important for us to have a clear-cut distinction between news and advertisements. But in the recent years in India, there is no clear-cut distinction between news and advertisements. When the advertisements are camouflaged as news, or when news is shown by selling editorial space, it becomes difficult for the readers to distinguish between news and advertisements. It is extremely difficult to distinguish whether a particular program or review is genuine or legitimate, or somebody has paid for it. It is the time for us to come together and define what paid news is. There can be many causes of paid news. Paid news is a natural outcome of the convergence of the editorial, advertising, public relations, and lobbying industries. This industry has become so organized that large PR firms, professional designers, and advertising agencies handles contracts worth crores of rupees, not just to position advertisements, but to create news. Propaganda put out as news was customized by these image creation agencies to appear as exclusive news articles in the publications these appeared in. There are certain possible causes which has led to the rise of paid news syndrome. Let us look at some of the important causes of the rise of paid news syndrome. The first cause can be the editorial section versus the management owners of media house. Paid news is not only the outcome of the convergence of the editorial, advertising, PR, lobbying group, but it is also due to the decline in independence of the journalist or the reporter. The emergence of contract system of employment is the primary cause for the erosion of independence of journalists, as the system has the effect of reducing their status to mere marketing agents. The second cause of the rise of the phenomenon of paid news can be the working conditions and the issue of wages of media personnel. The working conditions of journalists or reporters and the salary of the media personnel at some point needs to be looked at and given serious thought. Most media organizations are not implementing the recommendations of the wage board, and around 80% of the journalists are getting a wage lesser than what they are supposed to get. The third aspect, or the third reason for the rise of paid news, is private treaties. Private treaties is basically an agreement between the media company and another non-media company in which the latter transfers certain shares of the company to the former in lieu of advertisements, space, and favorable coverage. Private treaties are another form of paid news, and they militate against the rights of the people to be informed accurately and truthfully. The next aspect of paid news is cross-media holdings or ownership. There is a lack of restriction on ownership across media segments or between content and distribution, which could give rise to monopolistic practices. The TRAI, which is currently examining the issue, has urged that the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting would be taking conclusive actions on these recommendations. So, dear learners, what we have just learned from this lecture is the defining and the basic concept of paid news, the importance of news in a democracy, and some of the underlying causes of the rise of paid news syndrome in India. I hope this lecture will be beneficial to the learners of Odisha State Open University.